Hi, I'm Mike here with Kristen Moskal of Crawford & Company Canada Inc., talking about the Canadian Workers' Compensation System. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Mike. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kristen, Crawford has been helping companies with their workers' compensation programs for over 20 years, so you've got a lot of expertise on this subject. The first thing I want to ask you is, do you think employers have any major misconceptions about workers' compensation in Canada?
Yeah, I would say the biggest misconception is that employers think that there's little they can do with workers' compensation costs, and therefore it's kind of seen as a tax. Employers do little to mitigate these costs and just continue to pay this quote-unquote necessary evil. This is simply not true. There's many ways in which employers can mitigate rising workers' compensation costs with certain proactive strategies and steps. Employers can definitely get a handle on these costs, and now some are actually legally required.
That's interesting. I want to come back to these strategies and steps in just a minute, but first, let's get kind of an overview of the Canadian workers' compensation system. What's the biggest difference between Canada and the United States?
Probably the biggest difference in Canada is that employers need to register through a workers' compensation board and receive insurance through a workers' compensation board. You can't go to an independent carrier to get this insurance. You have to go through the respective workers' compensation board in each of the jurisdictions that you operate in. Therefore, workers' compensation coverage is similar to the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation and other monopolistic state funds.
Okay, big difference. Are there any similarities between the two systems?
Well, similar to the United States, workers' compensation legislation in Canada is mandated at the equivalent to the state level. So here in Canada, employers must receive workers' compensation insurance through the respective provincial or territorial board. Another similarity is that most provinces in Canada provide coverage that is similar to the book premium plus the modification factor, which is used by insurance carriers in most of the U.S. states. Some of the bigger exceptions in Canada being the provinces of Ontario and Quebec. For example, in Ontario, coverage is provided using a modified incurred loss retrospective rating plan. It's a bit technical, but essentially employers here in Ontario are compared to expected costs in their rate groups. And should they be above those expected costs, employers are going to have to pay a surcharge. However, if they fall below those expected costs, they can expect to receive a rebate.
Sounds like there's a few similarities, but some pretty key differences. What are some other important things to know about the two systems?
Well, I think it's important to know the main cost drivers in each system. In the United States, medical benefits are the primary driver of workers' compensation costs. However, in Canada, we're looking at loss of earnings benefits or wage loss benefits, and this is due to the publicly funded nature of our healthcare system. I think it's also important to know the roles and responsibilities of the key stakeholders in this system, those being the worker, the employee, and the workers' compensation board. Although each stakeholder has multiple roles and responsibilities, of note is the importance of cooperation between the worker and the employer. The worker is required to cooperate with the employer if and when suitable modified duties are offered, and the employer must provide an offer of suitable modified work.
Interesting. So are roles and responsibilities the same across Canada?
Although they are very similar, the roles and responsibilities do vary across each jurisdiction. This information is easily found on the internet by searching your respective workers' compensation board.
So with these unique roles and responsibilities, are there any common mistakes that employers make?
I'd have to say the most common mistake that employers make is not having an immediate offer of modified return to work available for an employee at the onset of a claim. As I mentioned previously, the largest cost driver for workers' compensation costs in Canada is time away from work, so you want to mitigate that as much as possible. Even one lost time day can add up. It's said that for each day an employee loses time from work, the employer pays 5 to 7 times their normal pay amount in experience claims costs. So, for example, if an employee earns $100 per day, it's estimated that the employer pays $500 to $700 per day while the employee remains off work.
5 to 7 times, well, that's a very significant amount.
Yeah, it is. That's why having a proactive and consistent return to work program in place that makes offers of modified duties at the onset of a claim is paramount.
Okay, I want to get back to the strategies and steps you mentioned earlier. there's clearly the potential to incur significant costs. So what can employers look at to improve their workers' compensation programs and reduce those costs?
I think that when you're assessing your Canadian workers' compensation program, there's a few important questions that employers should be considering or asking themselves. One is whether or not your business is currently paying higher premiums in any of the provincial or territorial jurisdictions that you operate in. Or in Ontario, asking yourself whether or not you're in a surcharge position. You also want to know how your work injuries in Canada are currently handled. Who's reporting claims to the Workers' Compensation Board and who is responsible for early and safe return to work? You also want to understand whether or not a formal return to work program is in place, whether or not it's compliant, and if it's being applied consistently. Another great question is whether or not your organization conducts any loss engineering. What cost mitigating strategies are being used in your Canadian operations right now? And again, how are they being applied?
Okay, so switching gears here, how do third-party administrators, or TPAs, fit into this system?
While as workers' compensation coverage in Canada is mostly mandatory, the premiums are non-negotiable. Therefore, benefits entitlement decisions and benefit payments are made solely by the workers' compensation boards. However, they can be appealed by an employer or a knowledgeable TPA. I'd say some important things to consider when you're looking at TPAs are the knowledge and experience of their staff. And not only that, you want to make sure that there's experience within each of the jurisdictions that you operate in. As well, Canada is a bilingual country, so you want to make sure that staff have both French and English capabilities. And as I mentioned before, TPAs can't make decisions, but they can certainly influence them, again, tying things back to that experience and knowledge. Tracking and reporting capabilities are also important. They can help employers identify trends and put in place proactive strategies to mitigate those claims costs. Lastly, I also think that going forward, there's going to be a greater emphasis on predictive analytics technology. This can greatly enhance the TPA's claims management capabilities and ultimately assist employers in lowering their lost time days.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to know about workers' compensation. Employers need to be asking themselves the right questions and getting the help of an expert, or they're likely going to be leaving money on the table.
Absolutely. Workers' compensation costs in Canada are fairly high, but they're manageable. And if handled proactively and strategically, employers should see a reduction in their workers' compensation costs. As well, if they engage a third-party administrator, they'll likely notice greater savings more quickly. Some of Crawford's clients have received a return on investment that's upwards of $2 in savings for every $1 spent.
That's great, Kristen. Thank you very much for your time today.
No problem, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Kristen Moskal is a National Account Executive at Crawford & Company Canada, Inc. For more information on workers' compensation in Canada, please see the accompanying white paper or contact Kristen at 1-800-522-1380. Kristen, Crawford has been helping companies with their workers' compensation programs for over 20 years, so you've got a lot of expertise on this subject. The first thing I want to ask you is, do you think employers have any major misconceptions about workers' compensation in Canada? Okay, I want to get back to the strategies and steps you mentioned earlier. There's clearly the potential to incur significant costs, so what can employers look at to improve their workers' compensation programs and reduce those costs?